I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. State leaders toured a permanent housing project for the homeless yesterday that will soon open in Denver. As 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berklin reports, it's part of a slate of housing projects that are receiving state money from marijuana taxes.
Lawmakers set aside $15 million from marijuana taxes in this year's budget to help the chronically homeless. It was a top priority for Governor John Hickenlooper, who says more housing and other mental health support will save the state money.
When homeless and indigents are, living under bridges, the cost to society is dramatically more than if you can get them into even the most modest housing and have someone helping them make sure they take their meds if they've got mental health issues, they're getting counseling if they have addictions, but most importantly, they're getting job training.
But paying for it with pot taxes was controversial during the legislative session. Pot money is largely spent in areas explicitly approved by voters, such as schools, social programs, law enforcement, and public health outreach. Some lawmakers thought there wasn't a close enough link between homelessness and marijuana. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berklin.
A new reservoir planned for southeast of Colorado Springs as part of the Southern Delivery System will be named for former employee of Colorado Springs Utilities. Gary M. Bostrom worked for the agency nearly four decades before retiring in 2015, where he helped lead the SDS project. He died last month. Colorado Springs City Council voted yesterday to name the reservoir after him. This is 91.5 KRCC News.